All right, welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. Backed and representative by national consultant Brian McClure. I've been getting on this call for a good 12 years now. Just a consistent place where you can come and get information, get some great training, get brought up on anything that's going on. I'd like to, first of all, wish all the supermoms out there a happy Mother's Day. I know today can be a day of mixed emotion, I'm sure. I'm sure some people on this call, like myself, maybe their moms have passed on, or there just might not be a great relationship there, or whatever it is. You know, sometimes those of us who celebrate a holiday, it's not always a great day, or maybe the memories aren't as good as you would like them to be. But for those of you that want to remember their moms, just remember them in a good way. I mean, I was talking to my youngest daughter. My mom's hasn't been around since I was 18 years old. But the times and the memories that I have of my mom, what she did for me, are just life-lasting memories. Everybody has a story, and I'm going to tell a little bit about my story tonight because I want to help you guys to kind of craft your story. But everybody has a story. When we think about different holidays and different things, they affect people in a different way. And I think it's very important for us to be sensitive to that. Just remember that, moms are superheroes. There's just no question about it, no matter where they are in your life. And, there's so many great stories of moms that have done just miraculous things. I think it's important that we realize and that we are sensitive to stories and people's stories and where they're at in their life. Our company has a story. Everyone knows the story of our company. When you start out your presentation or you're talking about Ambit Energy, usually the story of Ambit comes into place. And those of us who have been in the business for a while, we know the story. 2006. Jerry Thompson Jr. has a vision of deregulation and coming from an experience in the telecom industry from Caprock Communications and just being part of a family story, again, of the 7-Eleven family and the 7-Eleven story of his company starting the business. The Southland Corporation, which used to be an ice house. And then that ice house morphed into carrying durable goods and perishable goods in the ice houses, and just they really invented and developed the convenience store industry that became 7-Eleven. And we just remember Jerry Thompson Jr. telling that story and sharing his family story and sharing the story about his dad, and then Chris Chambliss coming to a meeting with Jerry Thompson Jr. and the beginning of Ambit Energy. Everybody, every business has a story and the stories usually start out with a dream or a vision of something that somebody just can envision doing or being part of. Sometimes we're part of a story of that's out of our control. We all have a story, or hopefully you don't, but I think most of us probably have a story of some kind of hardship or sorrow or something that happened in our families or happened with somebody, some kind of relationship or something that kind of molds who you are and your story. So, we have a story that is the business story of Ambit Energy and the takeover of the industry and just becoming the number one direct seller of energy. I mean, we tell a story every time we do a business presentation. And then Vistra taking over the reins of Ambit and bringing it into their family and just watching that, and the story of that with COVID involved, and just it's a story, right? And we need to craft that story and know that story so we can tell people that story. But I think the most important thing about a story and knowing your story is to know your personal story, and how that happens. And I think about in my journey and my story. I was just saying before to one of the moms that said they were a mom, and you know, we have a brand new mom in our family. My second oldest daughter, Kayla, had a baby about 3.5 weeks ago. And this is her first Mother's Day. She hasn't been a mother for long, but she qualifies, right? She's a mother now, and she has her story, and it starts with just a humble beginning, and her having this baby and being not really ready to have the baby, but the baby got too big, and you know, her baby was 9 pounds 4 ounces at 39 weeks. Generally, you know, full term is 40 weeks, and the doctor just was unsure of what might happen. He said that, you know, the baby's going to gain 0.5 pound a week, and she was already at 9 pounds. So that would be 10 pounds or 11 pounds or who knows. I mean, just that's a big baby. And I always laugh and joke about it. If men had to have babies, we would just die. There's no way that would happen. And, that, you know, that's another thing that, the moms are just, you know, the way that God created women, just incredible to be able to carry out having babies. And so she had her baby after 30 hours of trying to get her to the point where she would be ready to have the baby. And she never even got fully dilated, never even got a chance to push. And they ended up for the safety of the baby. They had already broken her water. A long story short, she had a C-section. She had a beautiful 9 pound, 4 ounce baby. And we were up the last weekend visiting her. And that's her story. That's the story that'll never change. That story is always going to be the same. And most of our stories are beginnings. You know, my mom and dad were super people. In 1963, I was put up for adoption by a younger couple, a 15 and a 17-year-old, back in 1963. Put up for adoption, adopted by an older couple. And brought into this family. My father was a school teacher in East Chester High School. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. We lived in Scarsdale. Scarsdale is one of the most affluent areas in the United States of America. You know, we weren't rich. We were definitely better off than most, I would say, and you know, really never wanted for anything. My father retired early, and I moved to a suburb called North Salem, where you know, famous people live, and it was horse country, and just had a very beautiful life, and you know, never really yearned to find out who my parents were. If they had ever contacted me, that would have been fine, but I just have a passion and a love for people that adopt kids and bring kids up in a world that you know, they might have had a very humble beginning without that person stepping up and having the heart to adopt somebody. So my mom was my you know, not my birth mom, but we never used a stepmom or adopted mom terms. It's just, you know, she was my mom, and she nurtured me, and you know, she passed on when I was 18 years old. But I have just such fond memories of all the things that they did for me, and those are part of our stories that never change. You know, there's certain parts of our story that never change, and you have a story that is going to be a key to building your Ambit Energy business. Now, the industry has changed. The energy industry has changed. It's evolved. You know, last year we were $1.2 billion in revenue and the 14th largest direct sales company. There's nothing really different, but there's nothing the same about our industry. I mean, the energy industry in the Northeast has changed, and you know, the high prices and all different stuff that went on, but the constant in the energy industry is definitely change. There's no question about it. There's changes, and we need to learn to adapt, and we need to learn to just learn how to do business in different climates. We just launched some meetings in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Great market. We're excited about it. But it's a restart. I was with executive consultant Jay Emma and myself, and executive consultant Laura Moore, and executive consultant Bob Granger, executive consultant Norbert Hennessy. You know, just people that have been in the business for 10, 12, you know, 13, 14 years, but we all had a conversation. We're all starting from a new beginning, and bringing new people into the business. But the one thing that has not changed, in the sense of the story we have to tell, is our personal stories about our life and who we are as people. I mean, our stories grow and we keep adding to our stories, and your why story, that we talk about in Ambit Energy, will evolve and it'll change, and your delivery will get a little different. But your story as a person, as a human being, and who you are, it can change due to circumstances, but the story of who you are will always remain that story. You can't rewrite the past. All you can do is change the future. And the future that you change will be directly in correlation to the things you do, the books you read, the people you hang with, the things that you study can help you to change the trajectory of your story. But the past, the story that you'll tell when you talk to people, is a constant. It doesn't change. I mean, I wish we could go back and rewrite some of our story. But then again, sometimes I look back and say, I wouldn't change a thing because of all the things that I've learned. And some people on this call might say, you're out of your mind. I'd love to go back and change. And the one thing I'd tell you right now is if I could go back to, let's say, 20 years old, I wouldn't want to go back unless I could take what I've learned with me. When I go back, because the things that I've learned and the people that I've met and the relationships that I've built are priceless. But how does this equate to what's going on in our lives right now and building your Ambit Energy story? So I want to really nail and talk down on two things that I really think can help you to grow your business in a huge way. And I won't keep you guys too long tonight. I know it's probably been a long day, and thank you for hopping on. But two things I want to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is knowing your surroundings, knowing what's going on in just your local community, your state, nationally, the economy, just in general, knowing your surroundings. And I'm not talking about being political. I'm not talking about, I mean, there's two things that you'll learn in network marketing is, I'm very open to share my faith and who I am, but it's not our job to instill it in anybody else unless they ask. I really feel in this business, show your integrity and who you are by your actions, not by your words, and then people will come to you. But our stories and crafting our stories so that we can tell our stories are very important. But also knowing our surroundings and what's going on around us is very, very important to the success of your business. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is right now is I look at the surroundings of what's happening in our economy and what's happening with our country right now are very relevant to us being able to build our Ambit Energy businesses. And back in 2010, when I started in Ambit Energy, it was a very, very much a similar situation in time to what I think we're headed into right now for the next 3 to 5 years. And I hope it's shorter than that. And I think it'll be a variation of that. And I don't mean to be a bummer and scare anyone, but just by history, the way our economy looks right now and the way that things have happened and inflation and just a trajectory of what's happening, we're in for a little bit of a storm. We're in for some times right now that are going to be challenging. And I don't want anyone to be bummed out about that because, there's always a silver lining. And the silver lining to the story that I'm talking about is that our business thrives in times challenging to the economy and challenging because you just have to look at the statistics. If you look at our brand new business presentation, there's a slide there that talks about 43% of people have a side gig or a side job outside their permanent job. So that's a huge positive to us as a company and as a consultant for Ambit Energy building your business because you know that almost half of the workforce is looking for a way to make extra income. And they're going to look for a way to make extra income that's going to be flexible, that's going to work around their schedule, and that they're going to get a real bang for their time that they're going to invest into the company. And I really believe that Ambit Energy is doing everything they can from a corporate side to make the experience and the ability to make money in a very quick fashion. So if you just notice the structure of bonuses and everything that's going on in our business, people come in. So it's very important to be aware of this and be aware that people are looking for opportunities. And why are they looking for opportunities? They're looking for opportunities because everything costs more. Inflation's at 8% right now, and I think that's a very conservative number. It's just my personal opinion. I think it's more than the 12 to 15 area right now. You just look at the different areas that we have to buy in with fuel and food and all these different things. And people are looking for an opportunity to make probably an extra $300 to $500 a month, okay, that would change and help them to sustain and to level off the things that are going on. So industries that are affected by economies like that we're about to go in are very important to pay attention to too. Now, right now, in certain pockets of the world, in the United States, that, you know, the building industry is pretty good, but I would have to think that the real estate and the building industry is going to take a little bit of a hit in the next couple of years. And I'm not talking about a hit in the sense of the opportunity in those areas, because I still think there's a great opportunity in real estate. I think there's a great opportunity in those areas. But for those who might be selling real estate, for those who might be in the mortgage business, for those who might be in the title business, all these different industries, it's very important for us to watch the possibilities, because I believe that there's a superstar that's going to be the next top earner in Admin Energy that has not come into our business yet. And they're going to come into somebody's business if they're keen enough and sharp enough to realize that there's an industry that could use an opportunity. And that was my story. And listen, I was a very successful real estate investor. I was a builder. I very much liked what I did. I'm very good at what I do. And, prior to 2008, I wasn't looking for anything. And I had been approached 1,000,010 times, different stuff. I'm a, outgoing person. I'm a target for a network marketing type company. And I've been approached. But my eyes weren't open, and I wasn't interested because I was happy with what I was doing. But in 2010, when the subprime mortgage mess happened and the economy dumped, and I was working with some bigger companies, and I got accounts receivable that weren't being paid, and I just sent my oldest daughter to college, I think it's very, very important that we realize and recognize and identify what I don't think we talk about enough is people's whys, why they would get into our business. And what's important to people is usually family, finances, maybe some dreams, maybe being in the corporate world. I really believe that there's a lot of people right now that are very unsure about what they do. They saw the effects of what could happen in an economy. They saw the effects of COVID. And people's eyes right now, I think people are looking for ways that they could maybe not be in the traveling, going into work. People are working remotely. There's just a lot of different things that have changed. So to recognize that, is very, very important. And then to craft our story. So your surroundings is first. Just be current. I'm not saying you got to listen to the news every day, because that would be depressing. I have trouble listening to the news. I mean, it's not great. But to be aware of what's currently going on, so pick a source that could be a neutral source. I believe that, unfortunately, in the world today with media, it's either leans too conservative or too liberal, and it's really hard to get a straight answer. But you can listen to Larry Kudlow. There's a couple really good financial guys out there. You can just listen to and just get a snapshot of what might be going on, all relevant to how you're going to build your businesses. And that'll help you to start to recruit people in certain industries. And I just don't think that they've been totally effective right now, and it's coming. It's just in my personal opinion, just take it with a grain of salt. But it's very, very important. And then we need to learn to craft our own stories so that we can share the story with people. So asking people their story, I think what's happened And it's a good thing, it's a positive thing, but within the positive thing always comes an adjustment. So with the internet and COVID and the way that the business is being done right now, the actual connection and the personalized of our business and live business presentations and people actually hanging with people has taken a little bit of a step back to recruiting people online, and I have no problem with that. I think it's great. Zooms are great. It's a big positive to being able to meet people, but it does take that personal touch on our storytelling away, and I think we really need to figure that out and get back into that. So crafting our stories and knowing our stories so that we can tell people our stories when we meet them, and then also finding out other people's stories. Why is that important? Well, it's important because if you can identify somebody's why and then simply show them that we have a system where they could make extra income to fulfill that why, it is such a key to keeping people in the game while that they're, you know, learning the business and crafting their skills. There's always going to be somebody that's going to step into our business that has experience, has a large sphere of influence, and they're a super stud in 2 or 5 months, and everyone's like, oh, how did they do it? How did they become a superstar so fast and have an energy? And what you have to do is you have to look at their story. Their story is they already crafted their story prior to coming into our business. And then when they got into our business, they got into a system that worked, and they just accelerated through our system rapidly, not because of what they learned in 2 or 3 months in our business. They're taking the experience and they're taking their story from other experiences and bringing them into our business and exploding our business. And that's how it happens every time. Any new superstar that comes into the business, they have a story and they just have shared that story with so many people that, you know, they've built a trust that they can, you know, talk to people about what we do. And those people are going to come into the business based off of their story and the relationship, not based off of who Ambit Energy was. So we have the Ambit Energy story, right? The story of Jerry and Chris and building a business and becoming the number one direct seller of energy. We have all the accolades and we have all the PowerPoints of that. We have our surroundings and what's happening currently, current events. Get up on your current events to know what's happening in the economy, what's happening with the industry. Read books, listen to audio on the direct sales world, and on, you know, what how to build your business, how to relate with people. You know, reading books like How to Influence Others through books. There's just great books out there. There's a really like almost a manual to the direct sales world that I would suggest if you can get a copy of this book. I'm beginning to read the book again. I've read it a couple different times. It's by an author. His name is Art Williams. Art Williams is the one that does the famous Do It speech. He was the founder of a company called A.L. Williams that became Primerica, which is still a very successful financial services company in the direct sales world. But he wrote this book called Pushing Up People by Art Williams. And I tell you, if you can get your hands on a copy, it is just a manual to how to deal and help people, not in the perspective of just people, but the perspective of building a network marketing company and building people. Because that's the craft that you need to learn. No matter what happens in the energy industry, no matter what goes on, we all need to adapt. But we need to learn and craft our personal stories so that when you meet somebody, that story can be conveyed to them in a way that's very short and sweet and compelling and attracts people. So if you don't have your story down, I'm going to suggest that you know, before you go on the Power Zone or do anything in a sense of training. I mean, I suggest you do all the training, but to learn and craft your personal story is the number one thing that you need to learn when you're going to be prospecting and talking to people. And then the second number one thing you need to learn about the story is learning how to tell your story to make the initial, connection, but then learn how to ask questions, and then find out about other people's stories. You know, asking key questions to people when you're talking to them about our business, you know, about their vocation, and do they like what they do? Ask them about their family and find out more about their family. Ask them about their future and their dreams and let them talk and tell you about their dreams. These are very, very important questions. Vocation, family, and their future and their dreams and where they're headed. If you can get these questions down and ask these people questions and then let people talk. It is a fact, okay? How to win friends and influence people. It is a fact that people will, if in a, engaged in a conversation, the person that does all the talking is going to be the person that walks away from the conversation thinking that it was the best conversation they ever had. So if you're doing all the talking and you're trying to prospect people, they're going to walk away and they're going to feel empty and incomplete about that conversation because you did all the talking and you didn't let them talk. And, you know, for someone like myself, this is a craft that I had to learn because I didn't realize that. I realized that, you know, I thought if I could do most of the talking, then people would be attracted to me. And that's not the case. Asking people questions, finding out about them, and letting them tell you their story is the by far the most important thing that you could learn about how to win friends and influence people. There's just no question about it. And you know, pushing up people and finding out what they're doing is so so important to who we are and how things work in our business. So knowing our surroundings and knowing what's going on and knowing what industries that have been affected is just so important that we learn that. So let's just recap a little bit. I'll let you guys get back. If you're still, I know California is probably still doing Mother's Day. They're a little farther behind us. So excited about what's happening. I know registration just opened up for Ambition this year. If it's anything like kickoff was, you need to be at the live event. We are so excited about kind of a relaunch, of the Northeast, after COVID. We just started doing a meeting in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I just suggest if you guys have anyone in that area, you can direct message me on Facebook. You can call me. If anyone's interested in calling me, my number is 914-906-9755. 914-906-9755. Please send me a text message. Let me know who you are. If you have anyone within an hour or so of Scranton, Pennsylvania, we're going to be doing a meeting there every other week right now, but I think we're going to go to every week very soon. It's just a great area. I would be happy if you send someone to the meeting. We'll take care of them for you. If there are guests, just let us know, and we'll get them signed up underneath your website, and they can plug into our meeting. But we got some real strong leaders there. But guys, this is the key to your business. First of all, knowing your story, knowing who you are, and it's very important to craft that story and learn it. The second thing is realizing your surroundings. What's going on in the economy? What's going on in your surroundings? What's going on in different industries? So you know who to reach out to, so you can just find the people. There are entrepreneurs. There are people in the corporate structure right now that are looking for an opportunity. Right now, tonight, they're going to be on their knees praying to God that an opportunity will come to them, and you have the opportunity. And you just need to have the confidence to be able to reach out to them and call them up and tell them your story. Let them know that you're doing something that you're passionate about. It's not important all the details about Ambit Energy and Vistra Energy and $14 billion company and Jerry Thompson Jr., Chris Chambliss and Scott Hudson and Sidney Seeger and Jim Burke. All that stuff is great, but it's not important. It's really not, especially not in the first stages of meeting somebody. Most important thing is sharing the passion about why you're doing something so someone wants to be attracted to your excitement, and then finding out their story and knowing what's happening. I believe in the next 2 years is going to be just an explosion in our company because there are people out there looking. They're a little uncomfortable with the economy. They're not looking for millions of dollars, guys. We have people out there looking for an extra $300 to $400 to $500 a month on a part-time basis so that they can meet their needs, so they don't fall behind because of the economy and the inflation. It's, you know, it's a fact that they're talking about $7,500 to $8,000 a year as they've been added to people's budget right now based off of inflation. So if that's a fact, that means if you can show someone an opportunity to make an extra $200 to $300 to $400 a month, that's gonna bridge that gap. That's just simple mathematics. So if we can find out the way, and then the key to all of this is asking questions and shutting your mouth and letting other people talk and find out what they want. And then Brian McClure would always say, the key to ambient energy is finding out what other people want and just simply showing them that we have a vehicle that can achieve that for them. And that those are just such simple keys. So, you know, get out and support the local business presentations. If you guys have someone on your team, even if you're in Texas, California, that's in anywhere within a couple hours of Scranton, Pennsylvania, or anywhere within a couple hours of Boston, you know, there's a business presentation there every other week on Thursday nights. I see the Texas meetings are very well attended and have, you know, some great participation. And we just had an awesome business presentation in Scranton, and it's going to grow. Our company is very excited about that market and what's going on. So please help us out. Send some people to our meeting. Again, reach out to me. I'd be happy to take care of them for you. And guys, your why is the key to this business. Your story is the key to life. And you have a lifetime story, and people want to hear it. So let's open up. I'm going to open up the lines if I can figure this thing out here.